If you got a kiddo out there, you might want to pay attention to this because they apparently don't want what you think they want. Alex, if a kid wants a pet, what would you say most likely? They're like, Mom, Dad, I want this pet,
well,
please.
A dog almost always, right?
Okay, that would make sense. Now, what would your second guess be if it wasn't a dog? Because the number one answer is not a dog.
A toad. Just kidding. All right,
you gave
hamster?
Up. You gave up pretty quick on that one. No, a hamster isn't there either. They're saying... Kids are happier with a pet rat instead of a cat or a dog.
Bye. Bye. My kids aren't getting, not only are they not getting a dog one day, but they're also not getting a rat.
Researchers surveyed adults and kids who owned animals between the ages of 10 and 17 and found that pet rats gave them more satisfaction than any other type of pet, even more than a cat or a dog. Now, they found, which makes sense, that younger kids were probably more satisfied with rats, and as they got older, that decreased. They become more satisfied with dogs and cats as they got older, but, okay, I don't hate rats. Like, I love all kinds of animals on God's green earth, but I don't think I'd want a rat. But then again, when I was younger, I remember I had hamsters. Like, we had an insane, like, hamster community. It was like a hamster combine, like a little hamster cult. They had like little tubes they could run through, looped around,
rat
multiple
city.
Layers.
Rat City B.
Exactly. That was going on. Did you guys, now Alex, I know you don't have a pet on your own now, but did you ever have a pet growing up?
Yes, I did. And it got on my nerves, so we gave it to another family.
What pet did you have?
Had a couple dogs. We went through, just wasn't connecting with them at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I feel bad for those dogs.
I know. I just, you know, my mom and I both, it's not like we were mean to them. I don't hate animals or something like that. Of course, I like animals. No, I hate having a pet in the house. That's what I do hate. I'm not a pet person. I don't ever want one. The dog hair, the smell. As soon as I go into somebody's house that doesn't own a cat or a dog, I can always smell it. You know those like Febreze commercials where the woman's sitting on the couch shaped like a cat and she can't smell it, and they're like, "You need Febreze or whatever."
Yeah,
because your friends and your neighbors can smell it, but you can't because you're immune.
True.
Oh, it's 100% immune. If you have a pet, other non-pet owners that come over do smell your stink.
You might if your stuff stinks, but I don't think all pets stink
all
like that.
All pets stink.
I don't think that's necessarily true. I mean, if you live in a tiny, tiny apartment, maybe. But if you live in like a house, you cannot smell it every time, especially if those people are clean.
Cats are even worse.
Cat litter is what really gets it. I think out of all the pets I had when I was younger, I didn't have a rat, but I had two green iguanas. I had one called No Toes because when we got it, it was missing like half its toes. I don't know what happened there at the pet store. and then what else did I have? It was the hamsters and I think dogs. But I know why people that had like,
you had
they,
cats,
like ferrets,
bacon and eggs or something.
Biscuits and gravy.
That's what it was.
You're making me hungry. But that was an adult man though. I'm talking as a kid because they're saying the rat's the number one thing.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Well, here's some funny names. If you do want to go pick up a rat today at the pet store, Rat-a-tat.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
Rat-a-tat-tat. Radicus Finch.
Okay.
Get that? Isn't that
the
hummingbird heartbeat, mockingbird's tail. What is that?
To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Gosh.
We're mixing up all kind of novels out here.
Scamper, Squeakers, Wormtail. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and veto Wormtail. We don't need that. A rat's gross enough. Don't make it grosser with the name. Give it a cute name. Scabbers, also
ew,
a no.
Gosh,
that's
stop.
Disgusting.
Stop, stop, stop.
Django, I don't know.
I like Django.
That seems
come here,
scary.
Django.
That's
hey,
scary.
Django.
Splinter.
Oh yes, Splinter.
I think
like
these
from...
are all awful names.
Yeah, I'm not like into these.
What are you gonna call yours, Petunia?
Rats Domino. Isn't that like a jazz player, Fats Domino,
Fats
or something
Domino?
Like that?
My sister had three turtles. We all got turtles one summer, and my sister named them Soda Pop, Pony Boy, and Dallas from The Outsiders.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I remember that book. Yeah, that's cute.
How are those turtles doing? Because turtles live forever.
Wait, so actually they grew like way too big. Like mine and my sister's died after like a month of having them because they were super small. My sister's grew too big that we had to put them in the pond in our neighborhood.
A rat?
No, these are turtles.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh. I almost had a heart attack.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And that's why you don't have a pet. But if you want your kids to be happy, go get them a rat. Mommy, Daddy, I want a rat.